Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A little quick rant of truth is more of an addendum to my last episode when I was talking about needing to investigate Charlie Kirk's assassination fully and not to JFK it, not to Lee Harvey Oswald it, not to J. Edgar Hoover it, if you will, not to Warren Commission it. Okay, we want closure, but we want truth. And truth we want the most, right? And for some reason, even though I touched around this possibility, I didn't actually step on the possibility. I didn't actually just state this more obvious one. As far as when you're investigating and you know likely this person communicated with people, he's an articulate college student age guy and or recent college graduate guy. So when you say, hey, he's communicated with people, and yes, by the way, it's Tyson Harley on the road, as you can tell. Actually, I just have white noise on. I'm totally in my studio, but I'm trying to create the illusion that I'm so dedicated to this podcast and undedicated to proper production quality. Yeah, it's totally just background that I've added in post-production. Anyway, as I was saying, as I stepped around this topic, but not right on it. Like, I didn't go right to this fairly obvious conclusion. And that fairly obvious conclusion is that we talked about Charlie Kirk's close association to Trump. All right? Very close association to Trump. Like, if he's going to be bothered by an assassination like you or I would be, let alone if you really have a young confidant that helped get you across the finish line with a certain demographic of voter. Recently, J.D. Vance is like, oh, yeah. Kirk had called in and expressed his concern about a potential forever war with Iran, also known as don't do everything effing Israel says. Sorry, I'm paraphrasing that. But that's the truth of that matter. And even if it's not the way he expressed it, don't do everything. I mean, you did bomb Iran. If maybe you could not go into a further conflict, that'd be great. It doesn't seem right. I'm Charlie Kirk. I'm an American first. And yes, I'm pro Judaism as chosen people, but I'm also an American first. And American first and get to judge world events as they are. So, yes, he was supposedly fairly devastated about Charlie Kirk, not just in the way that many of us were. Like, it didn't hit me that first night. I was just going with my usual agenda. And then I bothered to, you know, see a few things the next day to understand more. It hit me, but not really hit me. Like, I knew of it, knew it was devastating, but almost on a Spock logical, Tyson logical level. And then that next day, it just hit me in the gut. Well, I didn't know the guy, and I didn't even follow him. It was just a mere idea that someone could be sitting there speaking on college campuses, and someone could then judge, a bullet as less hateful than speech. Pretty insane. So, yeah, very, very close. Helped bring in the demographic, and I didn't know all this before, but I knew it by last night, so I should have thought about it. It's also straight intimidation. Because of the close association of Kirk to Trump's administration, it's an intimidation assassination. Anybody can say, well, now you righties will understand. You keep talking, this could happen to you. You think our 22-year-olds can't figure out how to use guns for, you know, these violent, disproportionate retributions? They can. All it takes is one, blah, blah, blah. I don't mean that type of intimidation that's on all of us. I mean intimidation of we just killed someone close to you. And whether we is Charlie Kirk's types and Charlie Kirk's types that are unhinged or happy that they saw a man die, or whether Charlie Kirk's types, meaning the obvious ones, or whether they're the less obvious associations, the ones behind the socket puppets, or the ones that specifically did conspire to help him understand how to do it, or provide him supplies to do it, or give him ideas, or psychologically supported him for it, or whether it's worse than that, and it's the sock puppets, and it's the regimes behind this, if it was more complicated than that. And again, this is just about, whoa, this is just in addition to, you had better investigate this fully and go full bravery, full courage, because this is big. You are potentially, by assassinating, because all of us took it as well, we assassinated someone who was a social commentator, went on college campuses, big free speech, also pro-Israel, and so yeah, you're assassinating someone who's a right side voice, particularly a Christian voice, and that's intimidation. But no, you're assassinating someone who is very close to the president. And if you are a group and not an individual, then what that is saying is, we just got one of yours. So think about what you do next. Whether that's in the Israeli complex, because, you know, or whether it's just really the organic, fed lies so that they hate more than they should, group of young Americans, and all those people on those chat groups or whatever, that's the message. And I just missed that yesterday. We will get someone close to you. Do you get it? Do you understand now? And that's a lot of intimidation. That's a different intimidation factor. And one more reason that we must investigate fully. We must investigate fully. This is just short of, in some real instance, just short of an assassination of someone in his cabinet. That's the reality. And while we must speculate as to connections, as we look to find those connections, we must consider that. Consider that as, I mean, this is where motive makes sense. I've always said, if you have an absolute smoking gun, you don't need motive. It's like, yeah, and it's not even required. It just helps the jury to decide to convict. But it's not required. But in the case of motive to help understand whether something that is, you know, the biggest assassination of a public type figure in America for, I would say, potentially since Lenin, then that motive helps you piece together the group that may be involved. And so you have to keep peeling back the layers of the onion. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.